Thank you, Chair, for your understanding and your help. The Roundtable on Governance and Accountability for Nutrition consists of two panels, one focusing on governance, the other on accountability. Panel 1 on Governance for Nutrition explored key components for effective nutrition governance at national and international levels and shared experiences from across countries. The roundtable underlined effective nutrition governance as key for follow-up to the commitments embedded in the Rome Declaration on Nutrition. Embedding nutrition in a human rights agenda makes issues of governance and accountability central to effective implementation. The roundtable highlighted hurdles to overcome for strong nutrition governance. One, the signs of malnutrition are often invisible and thus remain a hidden problem. Two, there are people in every country of the world who suffer from malnutrition. Three, those most affected by malnutrition are typically those with the least voice in society, so they are not heard. Four, malnutrition is often poorly measured and reported, and nutrition has become everyone's business and no one's responsibility. Thus, it is unclear who is accountable for nutrition and existing governance structures. The range of country perspectives shared in the presentations is item number 6. The discussions all highlighted the importance of making nutrition issues visible and establishing appropriate governance mechanisms across key ministries and departments, and that appropriate governance mechanisms were not only important at the global and national levels, but also at the local levels. Discussions also considered whether there is a need to establish a new international organization on nutrition. In addition to the substantial resources required to establish and maintain a new organization, it was recognized that the necessary elements already exist at the global, regional, and local levels. Resources could be better used, reinforcing and building up these existing governance mechanisms. The issue of if, how, and when the private sector should be involved in both policy setting and governance in general was also raised. Different views, opinions, and experiences were shared. There are several key conclusions emerging from panel 1, and I will mention a few of them here. First, make malnutrition visible. Many of the effects on nutrition and the worst affected are invariably invisible and lacking in voice. Raising the visibility of nutrition is thus vital. In this regard, improving the quality and frequency of data and information on malnutrition and the impact of programs, as well as changing the narrative about nutrition issues, will be important steps. For example, we use the term chronic malnutrition. If we use the term chronic malnutrition, we underplay the urgency of addressing nutrition problems. Second, be inclusive and empowering. Those who need to act must be empowered to do so, including with evidence-based facts. Third, focus on meeting the need and human rights of people. Fourth, work in a multi-stakeholder setting that makes sectors and stakeholders accountable on delivering on nutrition targets. Fifth, recognize that work on improving nutrition needs to be political but not partisan, so that transitions in governments will not impede efforts to improve nutrition. Six, request the FAO and WHO to develop a definition on nutrition security. Seven, be results-oriented. Governance should not be an end to itself, but a means to end malnutrition. Eight, ownership and leadership are critical elements to nutrition governance. Ownership and good leadership at all levels is needed for good governance. And nine, Anchoring nutrition targets in the Sustainable Development Goals is key, and inputs are urgently needed. Let me then also report from Panel 2 on accountability for nutrition. It explored the effectiveness of current accountability mechanisms. Experiences and selected country examples were discussed. It was recognized that accountability often is difficult to define and even more challenging to measure. Why? Many manifestations of poor nutrition are invisible or become visible only over time. Likewise, nutrition improvements reflect the combined and coordinated efforts of many sectors and of many actors. Reflecting some of the hindrances to nutrition governance identified in Panel 1. Panel 2 discussed the importance of accountability mechanisms bringing together different sectors. Moreover, the country examples emphasized the importance of linking accountability to government planning, budgeting, expenditures, and results. The critical importance of embedding governance mechanisms at local, regional, national, and local levels were underscored. A model of accountability was presented. This outlines 5 distinct steps. First, to identify commitments, including quantifying what governments are spending on nutrition so that expenditures are in line with nutrition strategies. Second, to monitor and track progress, including filling data gaps and budget commitments. Third, to assess response to commitments. Fourth, to leverage commitments, applying global target at national level if necessary. Fifth, to respond to assessments using results for raising awareness and commitment and research for indications of what works and what does not work. The country perspectives shared in the presentations emphasize that accountability is an essential pillar of good governance. These discussions also stress this. Accountability must be applied to nutrition and nutrition outcomes, and in order to ensure this, transparent public accounting is imperative. The discussions also highlighted the need to establish indicators to track national commitment and coordinating mechanisms within countries to plan for, advocate for, and promote better nutrition. There were several key conclusions from Panel 2, and I will mention some of them here. The first is that accountability is a critical factor in turning commitments to improve nutrition into results. Progress in nutrition strongly depends upon accountability systems being put in place. The second is that some outcome and action accountability mechanisms do exist, but they need to be further strengthened. It is important to invest more in them in order to find more and better mechanisms. Third, global level agreements provide a useful benchmark for nutrition outcomes also at the national level. Fourth, we need to reach agreement on indicators and data gathering. Information systems need to be strengthened with regular and more detailed reporting and publications of results. Fifth, nutrition is a cross-cutting issue. It requires an integrated, multi-sectoral engagement, and civil society needs to be included. Six, resource allocation should be in line with priorities for nutrition improvement, bringing budgeting, planning, and implementing exercises together. And the last conclusion is that efforts are needed to embed nutrition more broadly in the Sustainable Development Goals. The roundtable gave us an important insight regarding good practices and lessons learned, and also provided some concrete recommendations for the way forward for the work on nutrition governance and accountability. And I thank you for your attention.